Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1759. How to Believe in Yourself and Boost Your Self-Confidence by Brian Tracy of briantracy.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, welcome back to a Sunday bonus episode. This is when I share an extra episode from another podcast in our network to help you optimize your life. And usually the topic overlaps with health in some way. And today's article comes from my brother's show, Optimal Living Daily. Remember, you can find that podcast wherever you're hearing this. And I'm so glad that he's reading from Brian Tracy. I'm a huge fan of Brian Tracy as an author. I've read a lot of his books and apply a lot of his concepts to my own life. So with that, let's hear this one from Optimal Living Daily as we optimize your life.
How to Believe in Yourself and Boost Your Self-Confidence by Brian Tracy of briantracy.com. The ability to believe in yourself can change your life. Just think, what difference would it make in your life if you had an absolutely unshakable confidence in your ability to achieve anything you really put your mind to? What would you want and wish and hope for? What would you dare to dream if you believed in yourself with such deep conviction that you had no fears of failure whatsoever? How to believe in yourself? Most people start off with little or low self-confidence, but as a result of their own efforts, they become bold and brave and outgoing. And we've discovered that if you do the same things that other self-confident men and women do, you too will experience the same feelings and get the same results. The key is to be true to yourself, to be true to the very best that is in you, and to live your life consistent with your highest values and aspirations. This is the only way to truly learn how to believe in yourself. Take some time to think about who you are and what you believe in and what is important to you. If you want to change your life by becoming an author, believe that you can do it. The hardest step in that journey is finding the confidence to learn how to write a book. Once you get a hold of a proven system to plan, produce, and publish your work, the larger goal becomes easier to attain. By believing in yourself, you will find the courage to take immediate action on your goals. And this, as you may know, is the key to success. I encourage you to never compromise your integrity by trying to be or say or feel something that is not true for you. And more importantly, never compromise your potential to grow due to self-limiting doubts. Instead, embrace your confidence and believe in yourself because you really can do anything you put your mind to. Tell yourself you have confidence and believe it. Repeat affirmations such as, "I believe in myself," every day. Your thoughts become words and your words become your actions. If you continue to tell yourself that you believe in yourself, eventually you really will believe in yourself. It's that simple. Have the courage to accept yourself as you really are, not as you might be or as someone else thinks you should be, and know that, taking everything into consideration, you are a pretty good person. After all, we all have our own talents, skills, and abilities that make us extraordinary. No one, including yourself, has any idea of your capabilities or of what you might ultimately do or become. Perhaps the hardest thing to do in life is to accept how extraordinary you really can be, believe in yourself, and then to incorporate this awareness into your attitude and personality. Understanding the 5 levels of personality. You can imagine your personality by thinking of a target with concentric rings. Your personality is made up of 5 rings, starting from the center with your values and radiating outward to the next circle, your beliefs and values in life. Number 1, believe in yourself. Your values in life determine your beliefs about yourself and the world around you. If you have positive values such as love, compassion, and generosity, you will believe that people in your world are deserving of these values and you will treat them accordingly. When you believe in yourself and choose to be a good person, you'll find yourself to be more positive and successful in life. Number 2, set expectations and know your values in life. Your beliefs in turn determine the 3rd ring of your personality, your expectations. If you have positive values, you will believe yourself to be a good person. If you believe in yourself to be a good person, you'll expect good things to happen to you. If you expect good things to happen to you, you'll be positive, cheerful, and future-oriented. You'll look for the good in other people and situations. Number 3, attitude. Expect good things to happen. The 4th level of your personality, determined by your expectations, is your attitude. Your attitude will be an outward manifestation or reflection of your values, beliefs, and expectations. For example, if your value is that this is a good world to live in and your belief is that you are going to be very successful in life, you will expect that everything that happens to you is helping you in some way. As a result, you'll have a positive mental attitude toward other people and they will respond positively toward you. You'll be a more cheerful and optimistic person. You'll be someone who others want to work with and for, buy from and sell to, and generally help to be more successful. Number 4, be a good person through your actions. The 5th ring or level of life is your actions. Your actions on the outside will ultimately be a reflection of your innermost values, beliefs, and expectations on the inside. This is why what you achieve in life and work will be determined more by what is going on inside of you rather than by any other factor. And number 5, action exercise. Make a list of your 3 to 5 most important values in life today. What do you really believe in and stand for? What are your values in life? What qualities are you best known for among the people who know you? What do you consider the most important values guiding your relationships with others in your life? Thank you for listening to this article about finding your values in life and learning to believe in yourself. Remember to expect good things to happen and work hard towards your goals so that you will find yourself living a happy and successful life. You just listened to the post titled, How to Believe in Yourself and Boost Your Self-Confidence by Brian Tracy of briantracy.com. And thank you to Brian and his team for letting me share his work. Come by briantracy.com for a lot more. Affirmations, which was mentioned near the top of the article, they may sound a bit cheesy, but it's sort of a life hack that can work wonders. When you say something enough, like he said, you start to believe it. Same with writing things down. It's so easy to do, but can have a huge impact on your life, so definitely worth trying out. But I'll leave it there for today. Thank you for listening and being here and for subscribing to the show. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.